Have you ever wondered what it meant to buy premium length French fries over the least expensive wine flow?
No.
We all have.
I confess, I have. You've uncovered my darkest fantasy.
God, you just threw me right off track. There's a Dr. Potato blog.
That's what we're trying to talk about. What we talk about when we talk about love and the Idaho famous potato bowl. This is really, I think, is Idaho, by the way, this undersold that they're now just running into the arms of everyone's, like, lame agricultural stereotype?
Yeah.
God, so bad. Well, this is, by the way, for those who don't know, this is the old humanitarian bowl.
This is the blue turf game. That's all you need to know. The blue turf game and the logo has chives.
The logo is, if you haven't seen it, and we will post it with this post so you can see it. That's how multimedia we are. We'll give you a picture and then we'll post some audio. It's amazing what you can do on the internet.
New media.
Synergies. Ohio and Utah State playing in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. The famous being an extremely important part of that. And I see on our bowl schedule, we list it, but Yahoo doesn't. SB Nation giving you the full sponsor title that they pay for, damn it. The Idaho Potato Bowl featuring Ohio and Utah State. The logo is best described, I think, as a carbohydrate mountain. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's accurate, of which there are many in both of these places, only it's like one of the snow-capped peaks has been replaced with a large souvenir football topped with a fluffy cloud and chives?
Chives.
This is the first bowl, I feel really safe saying, in the history of postseason college football to employ chives in its logo.
I will also say this, graphic designers put a little smile in there. I don't know if you noticed.
The laces, yeah.
The laces are a little smile, and my own imagination added this. If that is indeed a snow-capped mountain of potato potential, that the chives could be chives, or they could be dead mountaineers in green jackets. That's also an entire, like, if the Masters held, like, a mountaineering expedition, and heaven forbid golfers were caught in a massive blizzard, that's how they would look arrayed and frozen across the top.
Do you know what I really appreciate about the chives is the attention to detail. Notice they're not all the same size as they wouldn't be, you know, if you went about snipping chives on top of a delicious Idaho baked potato. You've got some kind of like long skinny pieces. There's some little squares. There's some little like obtuse triangles in there.
It's true. It's really the best bowl logo we will ever see. Period.
Everybody else quit. Even the Texas Bowl logo that was a belt buckle cannot compare to this majesty.
Which I would like to go ahead and mention the things that teams are going to do. We're going to go a little bit out of order here, but when we're talking
potatoes, yeah, we got to skip straight to bowl week activities.
We got to skip straight to the bowl week, which I think in this economy, kids are getting robbed. They're not. The kids, because remember, this is all about the kids. And frankly, they're not getting what they used to. They used to do bowling for beef at the humanitarian bowl. They're not even bowling for beef. This is just a bowling dinner. Now, whether they still call it that or not, I'm not sure. But just taking that away is robbing them of value. Spuds for Strikes is also the other bowling event. That, by the way, means that there are not one but two bowling-associated events. And I have been to Boise, and I can say with certainty there's at least two more things to do than bowling there, and that doesn't include drinking.
And please, have you seen the gift items they're getting this year?
No. What are the gifts from this bowl?
Because I got to tell you, along with the logo, they've also kind of vaulted themselves into the upper echelons of postseason contests. They're having a gift suite. Now, they don't say what's in there. It could be potatoes.
That would be the trollinest gift basket ever. Like the gift bag that you get, like, you would get, everybody gets like a hat and sunglasses, right? That's like always in all of these. But if you just open it up and there were a bunch of like, not even fresh potatoes, but like dehydrated potatoes.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
like potato
buddy.
Flakes for you to just, can you imagine players just kind of shaking boxes of dehydrated potato flakes into their mouths on the airplane home?
Yeah. And I do have, by the way, our next underground website, we're just going to call it Internet Truck Stop. But... Because that's who's sponsoring one of the events, by the way. The team, the Humanitarian Award.
Oh, is Roadies back in this?
No, Roadies is not in there. This is another freight matching service, Internet Truck Stop, which, again, it's
either, oh, God, you didn't make that up.
No. It's either, like, I think Internet Truck Stop is either some guy's, like drive-by truckers site that he abandoned after, like, 8 posts, realizing, like, I don't actually like blogging. Or it's a mock, it's a drive-by truckers tribute band, right? That's done exclusively with robots.
You know, I think this has legs. Robot legs.
Hey, speaking of legs, why don't we talk about some of these football players, huh?
Segway.
Let's get into this. Utah State, by the way.
I'm sorry. I've just found the list of tailgating recipes on the Idaho Potato Commission's website.
Okay, I'm going to give you two. You could do two.
Okay. Well, in that case, I think I have to go with the Block and Tackle Idaho Potato Casserole and the Idaho Potato Crusted Pizza, which, oh Jesus, is an actual pizza with, instead of a crust, it's just a bunch of overlapped potato slices.
I'm going to be honest, that doesn't sound too far off from like a cheese-topped, meat-topped roasty, and that is a delicious thing indeed.
Now, potato tacos, I'm down with. They have potato taquitos in here, and potato tacos I actually find quite delicious.
The potato sandwich is really what I'm waiting on. Two slices.
Yeah, where's
of bread
the potato sub?
With yeah, just a sub filled with potatoes and then topped with rice. That's really what I'm looking for here.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and actually talk about football. We do have the Aggie. We do have the Aggie phenomenon. Remember, farmers and erosion don't get along well. They can't hold on to things. They don't like fences. In other words, this is our excuse for saying that Aggies like to let leads go. And the Utah State Aggies being among them, though they did have an outstanding year at 7-5 for them. This is not a program.
Especially, they've got a freshman quarterback too, don't they, Chucky Keaton?
Yeah, they've played two quarterbacks this year. Actually, they've managed to because Chucky Keaton was injured,
mm-hmm.
and then coming on in relief of him was Adam Kennedy. Okay, who was a JUCO transfer, who came in after he was injured, after Keaton was injured in the Hawaii game. Kennedy is a little more of a passer. Keaton, they kept to the run game. They run like a, as you saw in the Auburn game, if you did watch the game, which none of us watched the Auburn game and laughed, right? Because that would have been unsporting.
God thing.
Yeah, total God thing that they won that game, right? That they won that game because that's what happens at Auburn. They almost lost to Utah State at home. We should mention that a few more times.
Yeah. That was fun. 38-40. They allowed 38 points to Utah State's true freshman quarterback in his first game. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's why Ted Roof no longer works at Auburn. I think that happened, and then they were just waiting on the recruiting to shake out and then to get rid of Roof after that game alone. The Utah State Aggies did win 7 games. Just to give you an idea of kind of where they're at in the pecking order and their consistency, they almost beat Auburn. And then they were beaten by a total of 62-17 or 63-19 by Wyoming. So this
no,
is
no, no, no. Wyoming was okay this year. What
concerns? Oh, no, sorry. They beat Wyoming 63-19.
But what actually concerns me is the double overtime win over Idaho.
Yeah, because Idaho was not a very.
And you know we love Idaho. Everybody knows we love Idaho. Oh God, we love Rob Akey's face, but oof.
We should also state, too, by the way, I'm reading a line up in their record. What I meant to mention was the 31-21 loss to Fresno.
Yeah, this year's that's not a proud loss this year. Their others are all, God, this year's Colorado State, too. Oof.
Yeah, so there were some inconsistencies.
But that was all early, though. They wound up the year with 5 straight wins, although it was all, and I mean, you don't want to beat Hawaii close. You don't want to beat San Jose State close. You know, you don't even want to beat this year's Nevada team close, and I hate to say it. They didn't. God, were any of their wins by more than a touchdown? I'm scrolling through, except for the Wyoming one and the Weber State one.
Weber State, now coached by John L. Smith. Old coaches never die. They just go to coach at Weber State. The game, you're basically saying that this is a run-first team out of predominantly spread sets that can pass the ball, sort of, which sounds a lot like the MAC version of Utah State, which would be Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, You mean the second oldest public school in Ohio?
Yeah, you know, that may or may not be right, but it feels right. So why don't we just say second oldest public university?
It gives them a nice gravitas. You know, they're green like money, and it kind of makes you think of dead presidents.
Yeah, that's or punching horses. My favorite fact ever about Ohio, that this is the only place I know of where a football player has been charged with assaulting a police horse. And nobody can ever take that away from you, Ohio. This is, by the way, probably one of Frank Solich's better Ohio teams. This is a team.
Oh, absolutely. They finally, well, I opened my mouth to say they finally got one over in the conference title game, but they didn't, and that's why they're in the Potato Bowl.
No, they didn't.
Life sure is funny sometimes.
I know. They lost to Northern Illinois. And,
yeah, they had them up 20. They were up. God, I watched this game. They were up 20-0, and they lost 23-20.
They lost 23-20. They ran into the Chandler Harnish Hurricane. Not the first team to do that.
Harnish.
Probably not the last. And I will say this, Northern Illinois plays Arkansas State in a game I cannot wait to talk about.
Oh my God, that might be the best of the early. That might be the best non-BCS matchup we have. I'm not exaggerating.
No. We've had this game on for a while. Bill Connolly has been like hyping this game because, you know, he's a geek and he likes watching, you know, geek favorite football games where everyone scores like 3,000 points. That's what's going to happen in Mobile. Probably the most underrated like small market bowl too.
And they got fried pickles.
They do. But again, we're getting way ahead of ourselves. This game, this is going to be like I think this is going to be another high scoring game. This just doesn't seem like Ohio has a much better defense than Utah State. I think they'll end up winning this. It just sort of feels like it's going to go into like the third quarter, and then the Bobcats will just sort of, you know, begin pounding the ball.
I agree. Utah's been, you know, Utah's got good numbers on rushing, but in terms of defense, they're barely eking out wins, you know, against WAC teams.
Yeah, and don't forget, this is the hour of Tyler Tettleton. Tyler Tettleton, who...
this is the hour when Tyler Tettleton draws his feet.
Yes, this is... he's a very tidy...
Like a sword.
If I say tidy passer, that means they passes for like 200, 240 yards, somewhere in that range. They let him throw like about 20, 25 times. A lot off play action, a lot off rollouts. They do a lot of option stuff to free him
and
up.
And he'll scramble a little bit too. He's got some legs. Well, yeah, I would hope he has legs.
Yeah, they'll feature him, especially towards the end of the year. They really started loading him up with carries. And he had two straight 100-yard rushing games against Bowling Green and Miami in the MAC. And remember, you don't rush for 100 yards in the MAC, son, unless you were knocking some people over, because the hustle belt never sleeps, especially on run defense. So this is, I think, a game that Ohio is very well positioned to win, even with Utah State having, you know, two pretty good quarterbacks, a pretty good running back core, and the ability to score points. They're just not going to be able to defend. Okay.
And Utah State's also complete shit on turnovers, too. Don't forget, they're terrible. Terrible at coughing up the ball.
Sloppiness incarnate. So with that, we can actually go back to discussing at Boise, which I forgot. Have you been to Boise or not?
Yes, yes. After college, when I ran away to the West Coast, that was one of my stopovers. I got some family up there. It is beautiful.
It is beautiful. They have great sausage. I can't take that away from them either. They have a little Basque district, which is lovely. The food is quite good. And
I was expecting it to be colder than it is, but it's not.
No. People, I think, assume this is Pullman.
It's not Hoth.
Yeah, it's not Hoth in the least. It's actually like this very lovely little town. I will say this, though, about Boise. Don't go drinking with the locals ever, because they all turn into desperate lumberjacks fresh from the forest and in search of adventure after the second drink.
I saw enough of them in the parking lot of the Georgia Dome this September, so I feel you there.
Yeah, no, they're savages. You do not want to, if they say, oh, do you like to party? Remember, that's the most dangerous question in the English language is, hey, you like to party, right? Always ask about definitions. And if you don't believe me, ask Sam Hurd of the Chicago Bears, because you really need to ask specifics before you ask if you like to party.
Didn't you have some sort of rail drink there last year?
Oh, I had a few drinks there last year, Holly.
Yes.